Well, that mysterious death of an Italian student in Egypt earlier this year has led to a diplomatic row between Rome and Cairo. Italy has taken punitive measures against Europe. The Egyptian parliament has decided to form a special committee to investigate the murder while Cairo is mulling over a response to Italy's measures. Press TV's correspondent Mohamed Shalabi reports.
The Egyptian parliament has formed a special committee to look into the incidents surrounding the killing of Italian PhD student Giulio Regeni in Cairo. In January, 28-year-old Regeni went missing on the anniversary of the 2011 Egyptian revolution. His body was discovered on a roadside in the Egyptian capital in February while bearing signs of torture. Earlier this month, the Italian Senate approved a halt to its free supply of military spare parts to Egypt. Cairo condemned the move and said it was in the process of reviewing relations with Rome.
This is not the way two friendly countries should talk to each other. Italy is a main partner to Egypt. And I think if we look thoroughly in the details of our trade with Italy, we shall find that Italy is a main trade partner, that the interest of Italy in the Egyptian market is much more than the interest of Egypt in the Italian market.
But analysts here don't expect more than words from Egyptian authorities.
I don't think that there will be a strong response, because we are supposedly in a weak position due to the nature and circumstances of the crime committed against the young Italian on Egyptian soil.
Many in Italy think Regeni could have been targeted by the Egyptian security forces because of his research on political activism and trade unions. In April, Rome recalled its ambassador to Cairo in protest at the lack of progress in the investigation by Egyptian authorities into the murder. Italy accuses the Egyptian side of lack of cooperation, something that Cairo strongly denies. But even in Egypt, the public appear divided on the sensitive.
We are a big nation. We don't need anyone's help. If any country wishes to halt dealings with us, so be it.
I think we are the ones at fault. Concerned parties here should lead an honest, credible, and transparent investigation.
Italy has taken serious measures to push Egyptian authorities to pursue the murder of its national. But despite Cairo's pledge to respond, observers here believe that Egypt is more likely to attempt to contain and not escalate the crisis with its traditional European ally. Mohamed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.